and much honor to the Rav. Please, could the Rav be so kind as to explain the origins for the rabbinic decree that unmarried yet monogamous heterosexual couples may not be sexually active, even if the woman has been to the mikveh properly and is not a nida? It would seem from some of the cases in the Gemara where Rav is known to ask people of towns he intends to visit to arrange a pilegish for him that there is or could easily be made allowances for the specific case outlined. This seems like it is one rule for the sages, another for everyone else. I have heard varying explanations involving one-day marriages that relations did not occur, but the pshat reading of the text must be that there is a mere circumvention. It is also unclear how he diverges from the Rambam, which states pilegish are only available to malachim. As of today's times, where the pilegish concept would fit the description above of unmarried monogamous couples, why do our rabbis have such a problem preventing single women from going to mikveh when they and their partner could get karis if she doesn't? The Yavetz would be ashamed, would he not? In our generation, we are clearly not holding on to the level of Rav anyway, and would make perfect sense to remove the disdain that the Rabbanim hold for such unholy relationships. Jordan from Essex, the UK. Okay, I know there's a gross misunderstanding here. There is a prohibition, whether it is mevatel the mitzvah saseh of kedushin, or it is actual znus for a person to live together, a man and woman, without being married. And you're right. Most opinions say that a pilegesh has to also have kedushin, just doesn't have a ksuba. And according to the Rambam, that a pilegesh is only permitted to kings. And there is an opinion that znus, kedesha, is only where the woman is hefker to everyone. But if she's specifically to a certain person, then that prohibition doesn't apply, but there is a prohibition of living together without the mitzvah of kedushin. It's even usher to live with a woman that you're married to until you have shever brachas, and you have a ksuba, and so on. So living together without kedushin is a Torah prohibition. And therefore, in order not to promote znus, situations of living together without marriage, the rabbis prohibited in many places for single women to go to the mikveh. Even though if they're going to do the prohibition anyway, this would minimize the prohibition, but on a communal level it would promote znus. So better on a communal level to minimize znus than to save any one person from a worse prohibition, when anyway they're doing something that's prohibited. The Gemaras that the Amoraim went and get married for the day, it's clearly talking about marriage, not by a pilegesh. And because of the various questions that the Rishonim bring there, it's clear they didn't actually live with them. It's just a matter of having pas b'salo, the possibility of living with them if it became necessary. But because of all the other constrictions of marrying somebody and having to wait 7 days anyway until the halacha is tavua linase, that if you set a wedding date, that it has to be a 7 day period where the woman is clear that she's not a nida, and many other halachas, that was just that there should be pas b'salo, but it was not talking about a pilegish, it was talking about actual marriage for that day. So there is no heter for people to live together, or to think that it's only rabbinically prohibited for people to live together without the mitzvah of kedushin. And we say that in the bracha that we make by a marriage. V'osar lanu es ha'arusos, v'hitir lanu es ha'nesuos lanu al yedei chupa v'kidushi.